around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Nice to have all of you back with us for hour two of our live national broadcast today. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, September 7th, 2024. And as our announcer Craig just said, this is America's number one travel radio show. We're going to begin these next 60 minutes that we have with you, convening the National Communal Forum. All right, for all of you keeping track of this, it is week 234 for the NCF, very sequential number, 234. The NCF is something we do to deploy our national network in reverse fashion and engage our 585-plus weekly stations airing the show nationwide to bring you original real-time reports on an array of topics that you just won't hear about elsewhere. So three affiliates are waiting for us. Who are they? Well, Mary, let's find out.
All right, spending a bit of their Saturday morning with us today, we have Just Tyler, morning host and news director with our Springfield, Massachusetts affiliate, AM 1400 and FM 101.5 WHMP Radio. We have Sam Speck, morning host with AM 1480 WQAM Radio in Wichita, Kansas. And Gil Estrada, weekend supervisor from one of our Phoenix area affiliates, AM 960 KKN. Radio.
Nice to have all of you aboard with us today. Welcome to the big show, everyone.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning to everyone out there. So, Gil, we are going to work from west to east today, so I'm going to begin with you. A lot to talk about when it comes to Phoenix. You know, after getting to the World Series last year against the Rangers, it's been an up-and-down season for your Diamondbacks, but they still are just a couple games out of the wild card race. NFL season is back. I know people in Phoenix are looking for maybe a rebound year from the Cardinals after last year's season. I guess we'll see about that, like we're all saying here in New York about our Giants. But besides Arizona being an important swing state in the upcoming presidential election, it's not going to be long before the Snowbirds return to your area. So I want to start there. How much of an impact do you find that the influx of people who spend the colder months of the year out there really make on Arizona? I guess if nothing else, it's going to be challenging to get a good tea time soon, yes?
Well, they plan things accordingly. They're going to come back in a time where it's not 110 degrees. And we find that the influx is perfect for them. When they come back, it's around 100 degrees, much more manageable to go out and about to do things when it's not too hot. And that will be coming up very soon. So, yeah, we welcome them.
All right, well, that's good. But do you know the financial impact? I mean, you know, the roads? I mean, just what would you know when they're there, don't you?
That's correct. Yeah, they when they come back, they do put the money back into our economy in various ways. There's many activities that cater to them in terms of the golf courses, the state fair that's coming up, and various other fall-related items, which they come back for, and they help us greatly with their financial situation.
Travel and tourism.
Yes, and
Mary.
I certainly hope the weather is cooler for you guys with your state fair coming up. So speaking of state fairs, Jess, I realize, let's talk about the Big E. I realize you're hosting it. Well, not you personally, Jess, but Springfield's the host. And so for our listeners' sake, so they understand the scale, it's Springfield, Massachusetts, the scale of this event. Texas may go big, but in New England, the Big E represents all six New England states, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and Maine. It starts this upcoming Friday. Jess, this fair is huge. Talk about what it means to the area and give listeners an idea of what to expect over the next 2 weeks of fun.
I mean, the Big E is the biggest event. It started in 1916. It was officially rebranded as the Big E in 66. So this is kind of when everybody comes together. There's something for everyone. The thing that's kind of cool about the Big E is it's so big that you could go on multiple days and not even see the same things. So there's always really crazy, great food. There's always new food items. They get headlining performers. They've got Ludacris, Burt Country. They've got Dustin Lynch, Brothers Osborne. Public Enemy is going to be there. And then I come back again, as I always do, to the food.
Yes. And any quick parking tips? Because that's...
well, the other thing that's kind of a little bit of a pain this year is that there's also construction on the road leading to the Big E. So prepare yourself to be waiting a little
okay.
bit in traffic.
Yeah, we tried that 1 year.
We tried
we
1 year,
up,
but,
said, right.
but that's a good tip. That's good to know there's construction this year, all right?
All right. So, Rudy, Wichita.
Yeah. Well, hi, Sam. I know you've got a state fair coming up as well. But and I know, obviously, you're knee-high in agriculture in Kansas as well. But before the show this morning, Robert said, isn't Wichita really the air capital of the world? And I was like, what? And I looked it up, and my gosh, starting with the building of the Cessna there a long time ago, around in the early 1900s, there's a whole lot of aircraft stuff going on there. You do parts for 737s, for bombardiers, Learjets, Cessnas, Beechcraft, Airbuses. Is aviation sort of a buzz, low buzz, underneath all conversation in Wichita?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you just about named all of them, but there's a couple more that happen to be out here industrially wise. But yeah, Cessna, Bombardier, Spirit and Boeing kind of work hand in hand. But talk about air capital of the world. It doesn't mean that we produce the entire plane, but
sure.
Talk about the amount of parts that come out of this neck of the world. Yes, it is a huge portion of it. And I would argue it's a large 25-30% of the entire industrial workforce that's in town, maybe even more than that. So and it is 100% the air capital of the world.
You know, and Sam, what Rudy and I were talking about, I mentioned him, and you also have a really large maintenance facility and so forth for aircraft coming in, yes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and we also have McConnell Air Force Base, so they've got some naval and also some Air Force, military aspects that come in. But absolutely, there's some maintenance. There is some pieces that go out up to Seattle in terms of Boeing. But boy, I'll tell you what, in terms of the industry, that is a very, very large part of Wichita down here in this part of the country.
Well, so the last question we want to ask for each of you today, and we'll go in the same order of Gil, Jess, and Sam. You know, sometimes we like to have some fun. Sometimes we ask you about our polls. Sometimes Mary and I and Rudy, we just decide to wing it. In this case, since we all are on radio and we're all involved with radio, we'd love to know, what's something you love about being on the radio in your area of the country? Gil, what is it?
It's the connection. It's knowing that a diverse number of people, various types of people, are listening to you at any particular moment in time. So you have to be at your top, be at your best when you can. And that's what I like. I like the connectivity between the public and the person behind the mic.
Jess?
Just adding on that, I will tell you a real quick little story. I had a co-host on recently who talked about the fair, was talking about how 15 years before he'd been on fire, he'd won a bunch of teddy bears for his grandkids, and then his grandkids gave them to other kids at the fair because they had too many. Later that day, he was at the little convenience store. A guy came up to him that he'd never met and said his son was one of the people that got the teddy bears 15 years before.
Wow.
Sam, I know you're going to be broadcasting from the fair this week, but what say you?
The fair started yesterday down here in Kansas, which was, you know, it's always the first Friday after Labor Day here in Kansas up in Hutchinson. And, you know, for us, we're stationed out of Wichita. Wichita is about a half a million people, but it is the biggest town here in Wichita. But it has this lovely small town, large city feel, if that makes any sense. It's obviously a half a million people, but it still has this small town feel. It's a very community type of aspect to it, and I very much appreciate that about this part of the country, regardless if you've got a half a million or 5,000 people.
We respect that very much. Well, thank you to the three of you for joining us today and being part of our National Communal Forum. Thank you for being an affiliate of our show as well. We hope you have a great weekend, and we agree with you. The ability to impact and touch so many people, just love it about radio. Anyway, folks, after this quick sponsors break, we are headed to the Grand Caymans to connect with the Secretary General of Caribbean Tourism for a report. We'll be right back.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it with a unique formula of ingredients that help support your body's response to inflammation. Give it a try and get the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, that's the number 4, to get that deal. You can also find that info at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. Don't mask pain, fight it naturally with Relief Factor. And folks, it's $19.95.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors. Want to be spontaneous with your travels? How about booking an award-winning Emerald River cruise right now to go enjoy the European Christmas markets? Or how about going to the Caribbean with Emerald aboard their luxury yachts? You'll get all your excursions, Wi-Fi included, all meals, airport transportation, drink packages, port charges, gratuities, a lot more. As a show fan, you'll get 2-for-1 fares right now. Just go to emeraldcruises.com/carry to pick your trip. emeraldcruises.com/carry or ouremeraldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and veggies may actually lower your risk of cancer. You should consider doing what we do and add Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for studied health benefits. Get 15% off and free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com when you use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. That's fieldofgreens.com. Use code CARRY to get your discounts. Or you can always find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we now transition into the G-Block on this September 7th live broadcast, well, we are headed to the Caribbean for a report from their Secretary General, and we're sponsored by emeraldcruises.com/carry.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means you're going to uncover rare sights, you're going to delight in regional wine and culinary tastings, and visit places of local and historical significance. So how about booking today to go experience the European Christmas markets? That sounds like a good idea with them, and save.
You also can explore the Caribbean with Emerald aboard their luxury yachts. Sailing with only 100 guests, all meals, airport transfers, drink packages, and more are included. You'll also get your excursions, Wi-Fi included, port charges, gratuities. It's a great deal. As a show fan, you'll get 2-for-1 fares right now for travel. So go check out emeraldcruises.com/carry to pick the trip that works for you, or rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, Robert, let's get into this segment now. Donna Regis Prosper, Secretary General of Caribbean Tourism, returns today. With the summer travel season over and shoulder season here and holiday and winter travel coming quickly, we thought we'd get an update on tourism in the Caribbean and related items happening throughout the islands. So down to the Cayman Islands we go as we dial up Donna.
Donna, good morning. Nice to have you back aboard America's number one travel radio show with us.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, you are very welcome. We enjoyed the last conversation, and I'm sure that we will enjoy this one as well. So, you know, when we last connected in November, I think it was, of 2023, I recall you had just taken your role back in September. So congratulations, first and foremost, on the one-year anniversary of you being Secretary General.
Yes, thank you very much. You know, this month literally marks my one-year anniversary. So thank you so much. What a difference a year makes,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, yes. Right. No question about that. So, you know, you've spent this week in the Cayman Islands, where we're reaching you, Grand Cayman to be specific, for the State of the Tourism mm-hmm. Industry Conference, which makes our conversation today well-timed. Explain the theme this year, Fueling Our Lifeblood, and what are some of your biggest takeaways from the gathering in your busy week?
Right. So, you know, that's such a timely theme because tourism is so important for the region. You know, it is the region that's dependent. When you look at tourism on a global level, it is the region that's most dependent on this sector. So it's very, very important. If you think about blood, if you think about fuel, what those mean, that is exactly what tourism means to us here in the region. And I'm so happy to say that coming out of the conference, which was a very successful conference. We had over 300 attendees, including press, including local attendees, speakers. So it was a really very well-supported conference. And I'm so happy to say for the first 6 months of this year, our numbers are up by 7.5% when compared to the same period in 2023. So we definitely are doing well as a region. And this conference really brought a lot of the regional players together as well as international partners. So it was a really good conference, and we're very happy to report the results of that conference.
Well, that's terrific. It's always nice when you grow. So congratulations on that. But it also sounds like you had a lot of interested people who were really connecting on many levels in tourism to the area. So last time we spoke, you had just returned from meetings, I believe, in Turkey with your airline partners. Again, this was a year ago, both your North American and global. And the reason I'm mentioning that is when we spoke, you were encouraged initially with some of your conversations about adding airlift to the islands, which we all know will drive demand to the region even more. We've seen reports from Delta and American that they're going to be adding some additional winter routes this season. I'm sure there's always work to do on this, Donna, but how are you feeling overall about this important lifeline a year later?
Oh, very good, very well. You know, at the CTO, our mission is we have a role in advocacy as it relates to several aspects of the industry, and airlift has been one of the areas that we've been championing over the last year. What we have done to create a subcommittee of our board that is focused on that. And we have started the process with doing significant research because everything has to be data-driven.
Mm-hmm.
So our committee is really focused on research and also on partnerships. And a lot of our member states are recording increased arrivals into the region. An area, an opportunity for growth for us is inter-regional travel where you between one destination to the next. So that's the focus for us. But overall, we see the needle moving in the right direction.
Great.
We see the growth. Most of our members are recording growth, but we understand and appreciate that there's a lot of work left to be done. And that is part of the work of the committee. In addition to the committee, our partners as well. And one of the things that came out from this conference this year is the need for collaboration, the need for partnerships. And we have persons who are very motivated to work with us here in the Caribbean. So over the next year, we intend to build on the success of 2024 thus far. And as we get into 2025, see even greater results when it comes to airlift, both into the Caribbean and within the Caribbean.
Well, listen, the airlift is such an important thing. And the collaboration, I understand that because we are in an interconnected world. But, you know, another great way to experience the Caribbean, it's on a cruise ship or a yacht. We just talked about what Emerald is offering in the Caribbean to our show fans. But you're the former general manager of Antigua's Cruise Port. You're also the former CEO of the Cruise Port in Tortola in the British Virgin Islands. So you understand firsthand how important the cruise industry is to the Caribbean. Many people, you know, listening, they may think that cruise ships only take travelers to the big ports there, but I'm thinking right now, you know, St. Barts, for example, or Vieques, a Caribbean island off Puerto Rico's eastern coast, can be nicely experienced via the smaller ships and yachts. So any thoughts on the cruise sector of travel to your region, Donna, and the varied experiences it provides?
Well, absolutely, and you are correct. I have a cruise background. Well, I've been in the tourism space for over 27 years. I've spent a lot of time in the cruise sector. And this is a sector that is very important to the Caribbean. At least very close to 70% of our arrivals come from the cruise sector. And over the last year, we've certainly strengthened our partnership with the cruise industry. We have a partnership with the Florida Caribbean Cruise Association, who is part of our board of directors, so we have direct connections there. And one of the very important things about a cruise is that in addition from going from one island to the next where you could experience different islands in one vacation, the fact that they're different segments of the market. There is the luxury end, there is the family end, there is the contemporary premium. So there's a lot of choices in that industry, and you're very correct in terms of the ability of that industry to sort of bring different aspects of tourism into the region. And one of the focus areas for us is diversification. So we understand and appreciate that, you know, we have the air side of our business. It is the lifeblood for us, but we also have the cruise side, which we have significant opportunities for growth in terms of sustainability, growth in terms of community-based tourism, which a lot of our islands are focused on now. So we certainly appreciate the contribution of the cruise sector. There's also opportunity for conversion from cruise passengers to stay over guests. So there's so many ways we could work with the cruise sector.
Donna,
we just started really.
Yeah. So we've covered two significant areas of the tourism industry to help people get to your wonderful islands. We can't have you on and not talk about Caribbean hospitality, the warmth, the friendliness of the locals. Mm-hmm. It really is unique to all the islands. All the islands have different cultures. Talk a little bit about how important that is.
Well, you know, people will make such a huge difference in your vacation. And we are certainly known to be very warm, very friendly people in the region. And at the CTO, one of our focus areas is training in customer service. While we promote our authenticity as Caribbean people, we recognize and appreciate that we have to also skill up our people. So we've been spending a lot of time in terms of the training of our persons, not only training for customer service, but in terms of driving talent. You know, when you come to the region, in addition to the service that you would experience within the hospitality sector. There's also the entertainment, the creative industry. And we sort of bring persons together, whether you're a farmer or a fisher folk. Our aim is to bring all of these experiences together. And as I mentioned before, community tourism. So what we try to do is to bring different aspects of tourism and the culture of the Caribbean people to our visitors. And then we see that as part of a significant aspect of our product.
Well,
so
we
put people first and foremost.
Well, I was going to say, I think that, you know, we know people that they like to return to the same island year after year and so forth. And there's certainly nothing wrong with that. But it's the diversification. Mm-hmm. Each island, you know, the unique cultures and topography. It's very similar here to, you know, to the U.S. with all of our states. They're all different. So to me, you need to go experience it all. But Donna, we're going to run out of time, so we're going to have to leave it there for today. Very nice connecting with you today. Actually, Mary and I are headed to a number of the Caribbean islands in February. So hopefully our schedules will align and we can meet in person. That would be really nice to do. But we do hope you have a really nice rest of the weekend, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Great to be here as usual.
Thank you. Take care, Donna.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, well, there goes Donna. Mary, nice to reconnect with her. Good information. And folks, go try all these different islands, right? I mean, there's
so much to see and do and so many different cultures.
All right, as we pause for a few important sponsor messages in this bottom of the hour break, crush season in Napa is next. And we talked about that last hour. Mary and I will answer listener emails also ahead. Plus, we're going to take you to the place where lost luggage ends up in Alabama. Your favorite travel radio show is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds or even in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Feeling secure in your own home shouldn't be a luxury, it should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing protection and peace of mind to all families. With LiveGuard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm. Visit simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Again, that's simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Or find a link at armworldtravel.com because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by amac.us/carry. Well, in about 8 weeks, Americans will head to the polls with critical issues at stake for our country, the economy, global conflicts, border security, parental rights, national debt, and more issues. And there's a simple way for you to unite with others and fight against the policies that are maybe harming our nation. It's amac.us/carry. AMAC stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens. It's an organization of more than 2.1 million patriots who are committed to saving the country we love, and it costs just $1. Well, think about that. In today's inflationary times, this may be the best money you've ever spent. AMAC stands for the values of its members and fights every day to protect the individual liberties outlined in the Constitution. As a member, you'll also enjoy more than 100 discounts with companies that share your values, including an array that'll save you big time when you travel. Hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and so much more. You'll also receive a subscription to the bi-monthly AMAC magazine. If you're wondering why AMAC is offering all of this for $1, it's because this is a call to action. Your voice matters, and as a member, you can have a real impact. So get your one-year membership for just $1 by going to AMAC, that's A-M-A-C, amac.us/carry, C-A-R-E-Y. As always, you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, you don't have to be a wine drinker to know about Napa Valley. The Northern California region that's about an hour's drive from San Francisco is probably the best-known winemaking region in the U.S., along with its adjacent neighbor, Sonoma County. And as you learned last hour when we discussed our last listener poll, or our most recent listener poll, the U.S. produces more wine than most countries in the world, even more than France. And more than 80% of that American wine comes from California.
But you might be surprised to learn that only about 4% of California wine is produced in Napa, though it's one of the most visitor-friendly places in the world for folks interested in or interested in learning about wine. Right now is a very important time of the year there because for Napa winemakers, it's crush season, and our guest this segment knows a lot about that. She's Lindsay Gallagher, and she is the president and CEO of Visit Napa Valley. Lindsay, nice to have you on the show. Let's start with what crush season is exactly.
Well, thank you for having me. Hello from a beautiful day in the Napa Valley. And our crush season means it is a time of year when we are harvesting our grapes and bringing them into the winery from the vineyard. And we start to crush those grapes and squeeze and extract the very delicious grape juice that is then going to eventually ferment and turn into wine. So we are very active here in the valley. A lot of that harvest activity is currently happening at night. We have very, very warm days out here and very cool nights, and so there's a lot happening right now. It's particularly September and October are the busiest time of year for the harvest season in our agricultural area here in Napa Valley, and so we are crushing grapes and making into juice that's eventually going to find its way into the 2024 vintage wines.
And that's a very happy thing. Now, given how busy vintners are during these few weeks, is this the next 4, 5, 6 weeks a good time to visit Napa, or is everybody too busy to pay attention to you?
It's always a good time to visit Napa, so yes, anybody who'd like to come out here, we're more than ready with a welcome mat and happy to welcome visitors here. But there is, the wineries are very busy for this 8-week period, and so there will be plenty of things happening, but all tasting rooms are open, and we are welcoming guests. There are also other times of the year when it's also great to come see us out in Napa Valley, in particular in the when it's winter in other places, January and February here. That can be some of our nicest, most beautiful times of the year here, and it's a little bit quieter, and certainly more winemakers and folks in the vineyards are able to interact with guests a little bit more in other times of the year when they versus now when they're super busy. But it's always a great time to visit Napa Valley.
The two main highways that go down or cut through Napa Valley are a lot less crowded. Restaurants are less crowded. Hotel prices are down. January and February is a great time, I can personally attest to. And I think it's also important that you note that there are folks out picking the grapes, but many of the vintners, certainly names that most folks know, actually have tasting rooms, and that staff is there all the time. They don't go out and pick grapes. They will be there to pour tastings, and you can buy keychains and all that sort of thing. What percentage of a bottle that has Napa on its label, what percentage of its grape juice, so to speak, comes from Napa Valley wines? Must come by law.
Yes, it's 85% of the wine needs to come from the region. And in most of the cases here in Napa Valley, I would venture to guess that it's much higher than that in terms of juice that grapes that are grown in Napa Valley that end up in that wine bottle. We've got 400 wineries that are open to the public, and we have, acres and acres and acres of vineyards here. And so very proud of the high quality wines that we produce here in Napa Valley. That majority of that, as you know, is Cabernet Sauvignon, followed closely by the white wine Chardonnay. But
we can mention Merlot. We can mention Merlot.
We can, absolutely. Yes, for sure.
Ever since that darn movie.
The Sideways movie, yes, has sent that on a sidetracked, the Merlot
exactly.
Varietal. But that's an excellent opportunity to blend in with Cabernet here as well. Yes.
A quick 30-second answer for 40-second. We only got a minute left. It's surprising 84% of American wine comes from California, but only 4% from Napa. Napa is so famous. What's with that?
Absolutely. I think that, we certainly, we like to think of ourselves as a crown jewel in California's production of wine. And, the wineries here have a very large reputation on the world stage, and we export our wines to many, many countries all around the world. But the reality is we don't, in terms of quantity produced, it is less than 5% of California wine comes from Napa Valley. So we like to call ourselves boutique with big impact, and we're very proud of that global reputation. We have 16 different American viticultural areas nestled amongst those two mountain ranges that you mentioned. It's a very small valley here with incredible soil diversity and really the ideal conditions for growing grapes and making wine.
And Lindsay Gallagher is the president and CEO of Visit Napa Valley. She's very proud of it. You can find more information by going to visitnapavalley.com. Lindsay, thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
You owe back taxes, right? Well, here's the question. Why is the IRS targeting you and not millionaires who owe a fortune compared to you? Wealthy people have tax attorneys. You probably don't. You want the Tax Network USA team on your side to solve your IRS tax problems quickly and painlessly. Their attorneys, strategists, and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. So call 800-780-8888 or visit tnusa.com/carry to get a free consultation, or go to armworldtravel.com for a link.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Want to be spontaneous with your travels? How about booking an award-winning Emerald River cruise right now to go enjoy the European Christmas markets? Or how about going to the Caribbean with Emerald aboard their luxury yachts? You'll get all your excursions, Wi-Fi included, all meals, airport transportation, drink packages, port charges, gratuities, a lot more. As a show fan, you'll get 2-for-1 fares right now. Just go to emeraldcruises.com/carry to pick your trip. emeraldcruises.com/carry or ouremeraldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, Mary and I are about to answer some of the travel questions sent in to us. I guess it's a double helping here today on the show with emails, as RJ was answering them last hour and now us. But first, we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/carry.
Let's improve your life with top quality products by making MyPillow.com/carry your place for savings. Premium Queen MyPillows are now available for just $19.98, while any size premium Giza MyPillows are currently just $25. They're also offering My Sandals, Slides, and My Slippers for just $25. Six-piece kitchen or bath towel sets are also $25. And their famous bed sheets are also as low as $25.
Oh, there's a lot of $25 items going on there.
Even your pets are going to be happy with dog beds and blankets for $25.
You'll also find closeouts and overstock items up to 80% off when you use code CARRY. And think about it. When was the last time you saved 50% on your morning cup of coffee? That's exactly what you'll save when you buy the delicious, organic, 100% Arabica My Coffee. 50% off, folks. All orders over $75 get free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com/carry. Use that code CARRY for all your show savings. And you'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors, as always. All right, email number one today is from Vanessa, who listens to us in Jordan, Iowa. That's our local affiliate, AM 1590 and FM 101.5 KWBG Radio in Boone. That's north of Des Moines. She's asking, I enjoyed the segment on the U.S. Open and had no idea of all the non-tennis things offered. I've never been to New York, but my daughter loves tennis as much as I do, so I'd like to plan a trip there next year. Okay, Carries, Where should we stay? Is it easy to get to the tennis stadium? This would be a big undertaking for me, both personally and financially, so any insights or help would be so appreciated. Really enjoy listening to your show and am amazed by all that you cover and all the places that you go. You know, Mary, our conversation with USTA's Nicole Kankman did connect with a number of listeners.
Sure did.
Glad, you know, and has Vanessa now wanted to come to our home city. You know, listen, this year's tournament, it's turned out to be a very good one. Let's hope it's the same next year as well. Vanessa, from Des Moines, you should have no problem getting a flight to LaGuardia. That airport is very close to the U.S. National Tennis Center in Queens. If you have to fly into JFK, not a problem. You can get into New York City easily from both. We suggest you stay in Manhattan. As a first-timer, try to stick to the Midtown area. You'll find it a lot easier to navigate. Now, just like going to London for Wimbledon, coming to New York for the U.S. Open, it's not likely going to net you any deals. But, you know, the earlier you book, you might find some savings. So, and by the way, Mary, this is just something completely different. Vanessa will probably want to try this. Did you know what the one item that people flock from all over the world to get at the U.S. Open is?
I think it's a cocktail.
It is, actually. It's a $23 Honeydew's cocktail in a collectible glass. It features Grey Goose vodka. It's fresh-squeezed lemonade, a raspberry liqueur. I only know that because I thought of you when I saw that. Three tennis ball-shaped Honeydew melon balls. This year, they expect to sell $10 million of them.
No.
Yeah, seriously, no joke,
oh,
right?
My goodness.
So, all right, anyway,
yeah.
Vanessa, I hope that answers your question. Now we're going to move on. Email number two today is from Angel, who listens to us in Denver. That's our local affiliate, AM710 KNUS Radio. Angel is asking, I know schools just went back into session, but we're looking to book a fall break trip this year. We have three kids, 12, 8, and 6. They'll be on fall break October 12th to the 20th. We'd like suggestions for two or three destinations with lots of activities, and please let us know which activities you recommend. All right, Mary,
so I have no hesitation, Angel, in recommending San Diego in October. It's beautiful with great weather. You're going to get quite the bang for your buck with the number of attractions in that area. It's a little cooler, but it's still good for a beach day if it's sunny out and if you want that for a few hours. So I would recommend Legoland. This happens to be our favorite Legoland in the U.S. It's walkable. It's well done. Plan at least 3 hours, ideally 4 or 5 to take it all in. SeaWorld, this particular park has some of the newest and steepest coasters in California, and in addition to their marine life, they also operate the area's newest theme park, and that's Sesame Place San Diego. They've got 11 aquatic attractions, but they also have a generous collection of non-water rides if the water is not appealing to your kids, but I'm sure it probably would be. And I would not go to San Diego with my family and not take everyone to the San Diego Zoo and Safari Park.
I agree with that.
Right, fantastic zoo. Don't miss the koalas. Plan at least a full day, 5 to 6 hours. For history, I would definitely recommend the USS Midway Museum, the historical Navy aircraft carrier at Navy Pier, extensive collection of military aircraft, all kinds of exhibits.
Star of India is also in the area.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the world's oldest active sailing vessel. Your kids are going to be fascinated with the aircraft. And then real quick, I would not miss the rocky shores of Cabrillo National Monument. That is a gem in San Diego. And at low tide, they have guides there to help you uncover like all kinds of sea creatures.
I agree with you on that.
So much fun.
But you know, Mary, thinking about this, I also say San Antonio is a fun place to go with kids.
Agree.
Unique destination,
yeah.
A lot to do with families. October, the weather will be great there.
It will. They also have a Legoland there, and they have the Witt Museum for Dinosaurs. That is a very popular attraction. They also have a children's museum in San Antonio called the Doceum. So yeah. That's another
Plus
great
place. Plus the Alamo, the Texas Transportation Museum, San Antonio Aquarium, in case the weather's not great. There's a Six Flags there. Also, the largest SeaWorld we just mentioned, that's in San Antonio.
In San Antonio, yeah.
But just the Riverwalk, right? Enjoying the restaurants.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we'll leave it there. We're suggesting the Sands to you, Angel, in San Diego or San Antonio. So, by the way, this program is heard in both of those markets. That's going to do it for today's listener email bag. Thank you, Vanessa and Angel, for sending in your emails. For the rest of you out there, just reach out to us, rmworldtravel.com/contact. Send us your travel questions or comments. This is RM World Travel. The place lost luggage goes is next, and it starts in 3 minutes.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, you've heard us teasing it throughout the show. Where do all the lost bags go when we travel? Thanks for staying tuned in for all 10 segments today, everyone. Mary and I took a trip to Scottsboro, Alabama, just over a week ago to answer that very question. And today's J-Block is sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
Feeling secure in your own place shouldn't be a luxury. It should be a given. And that's why simplysafe.com/carry is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind anywhere you have a system.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe. There's no long-term contracts. It costs less than a dollar a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a system today as a show fan. Wow, 50% off. Or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, if you enjoy finding treasures, and who doesn't, and saving considerably on all kinds of items, we encourage you to plan a trip to Unclaimed Baggage in Scottsboro, Alabama. As Robert mentioned, we made a trip there ourselves, and here's our conversation with Sunny Hood to share more.
All right, here we are with you, Sunny, at Unclaimed Baggage, Scottsboro, Alabama. I want you to give everybody a quick overview of Unclaimed Baggage, how it started, and how you have a positive impact on the travel industry each and every day.
Absolutely. So Unclaimed Baggage is the nation's only retailer of lost luggage. We were founded in 1970 by a gentleman named Mr. Doyle Owens. And Mr. Owens was a local insurance salesman here in Scottsboro. But his hobby was listening to his ham radio. And he was on the ham one day and heard a gentleman who worked for Trailways bus lines up in Washington, D.C., explain how they were having an issue with passengers leaving their bags behind. So Mr. Owens saw that as an opportunity. He borrowed $300 in his dad's 1965 Chevy pickup truck, drove up to D.C. and got his first load of bags, brought them back here to Scottsboro for the public to shop, and ended up selling out the very first day. So Mr. Owens continued to partner with Trailways for a little bit and then knew he needed to make a decision. Was he going to sell insurance or was he going to sell luggage? He chose luggage. And now here we are. And the important service that we are able to give to the transportation and airline industry is that these lost forever bags that for some reason or another were not able to make their way home, we're able to step in and provide a solution that gives them a second life.
So this is a predominantly secondhand store. To me, it's like part department store, part thrift, even though it's secondhand and everything's in terrific condition. So you went from bus lines to the airlines. Do you work with all the major airlines? And how do you get the luggage from the airlines?
So like I said, we are the nation's only retailer of lost luggage. But what does that mean? So we have contracts with all of the major airlines. We continue to partner with companies within the travel and transportation space. But the airline industry standard is a bag has to be lost for a minimum of 90 days before it's officially deemed as unclaimed. And during those 90 days, baggage tracers are trying to reunite bags with the original owners, and they're successful over 99.5% of the time. But if after those 90 days it's still unclaimed, a claims process occurs, so travelers will be compensated for their lost belongings, and then we step in, buy those suitcases from them sight unseen, and we have a truck driver that will make weekly stops to our partners and bring those bags back to us.
So it's very busy. Over a million people a year or so come here from the information that was shared with us that we were talking about just before we started this interview. So here we are. As I said, we are in Scottsboro, Alabama. And folks, if you don't know where that is, it's east of Huntsville. It does take a little bit of effort to get here, right? But that's why the 1 million people coming here I love. And items that I'm looking at, you know, just popular items from shoes and t-shirts and books and, you know, obviously a lot of electronics, just so many eclectic things. But for folks right now, since the show is heard around the country, if they can't get here, you also have an online side of it. So do tell a little bit about that.
That's right. Like you said, we are one of the top tourist attractions. You know, it is kind of an adventure to get here over the mountain and through the woods to get to our small town. But until you can make that road trip, you can shop unclaimedbaggage.com. The online store is a completely separate inventory, right? It's a totally separate treasure hunt, and it's stocked with up to 5,000 new items every single week.
And what I find so interesting here, this is not just jackets and t-shirts and jewelry. You have a museum here of some really unusual finds. You have a signed basketball from Michael Jordan. Just talk a little bit about the museum, and then I want you to also mention what you have coming up the first weekend in November.
Yes, so usually when someone hears about Unclaimed Baggage for the first time, the first question they ask is, what's the weirdest thing you've ever found? We've been doing this for 54 years, so let your imagination run wild. To me, the most shocking thing we've ever found was a live rattlesnake. We've also found real human shrunken heads. The list goes on with just the weird and wonderful things we've unpacked. But we have a museum exhibit located in the store that tells the stories of some of these unique, special items that were once packed in someone's suitcase. And to answer your question about the first Saturday of November, the first Saturday of November will be the day of our biggest event of the year. It's called our annual ski sale event. This will be year 43. And that is where all year long we keep all of our name brand winter coats, skis, snowboards, any sort of winter equipment, and roll all of that out for the very first time that first Saturday of November.
I love that. I mean, and you say people, they're camping out because...
Yes, yes. They pitch tents and everything.
The other thing, if they come here, you get a bag, $10, you can go to the bargain basement and fill it up. I mean, how great is that for folks too coming?
Absolutely. So our second building, like you said, is called the bargain basement. That's our last chance clearance operation. So make sure you don't forget about the bargain basement.
All right,
while
we're standing here.
Here
near the jewelry right now. So Mary, I think that's where you're headed next.
It's either that or, I don't know, I could go to the book section. I could go to the bag section, you name it. Back to the museum too. Sunny, what a pleasure and what a unique destination. Thank you for your time today.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, folks, unclaimedbaggage.com is the website, unclaimedbaggage.com. You won't find another place like it anywhere in America.
And if you don't want your stuff to end up there, put your ID on your luggage. Number one reason
that's exactly
bags are lost.
Yeah. And by the way, sunglasses, electronics, sporting equipment, clothing, books, I mean, it's a real treasure.
Everything.
Trove, so. That's going to do it for today, everyone. Until we're back live next Saturday, September 14th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.